Mike, did you have any injury issues after the game?
Yeah. I mean, we'll put out an injury report later. Peter will do it.
Mike, how do you get ready for on a short week?
How do you coach your guys into being ready for a Thursday game after a physical game?
Well, I think it's important that knowing that the quick turnaround that we're fresh mentally and physically. So we had them in today. They got their lift in. So we're bringing them back for meetings tonight. We're going to do everything at night tomorrow, and then Wednesday's a travel day. We'll walk through in the morning and head to Cincinnati in the afternoon.
Coach, do you have any idea if Jordan Cameron will be able to play in this game or not?
I don't.
Mike, are you doing a night practice because it's a night game? I know it's a stupid question, but just to clarify.
Yes, to get used to playing at that time, and then also to kind of midpoint the time after the game and the game itself. So that's why we decided to go Tuesday night instead of normal time.
Will that be outside?
No, it'll be indoor.
Okay. Hey, Mike, how anxious are you to see how your team responds to kind of a big stage and you know, what is being built up as a pretty big game for the Browns?
We're excited about it. I mean, it's another opportunity for us to go out and compete. And I think Joe Thomas said it well, and he said it was a measuring stick. We want to see where we stack up with the Bengals. They're at the top of the division right now. We know where we split with the Steelers and lost a tough one at home in Baltimore. And this is our first chance at the last division rival for us.
How would you characterize Cincinnati's defense relative to some of the matchup troubles you've had recently against, say, the defensive style of Jacksonville?
Yeah, I mean, they're good up front. They're very aggressive. I know their system well. I know Paul Gunther very well. They're very aggressive mindset. They're in attack mode, and we're gonna have to be at our best to be efficient.
And Mike, do you take this as just one game at a time, or do you put more emphasis on this because it is a divisional game?
Well, we use the cliche: the biggest game is the next one. But the division ones always, they're a little something. You know, some people say it's worth two, worth one and a half. But the quickest road to get to where we want to go is through the division, and that's why this is a critical game for us.
Hey, Mike, I know you hope the offensive line gets back to where it was. Have you kind of resigned yourselves, though, to this is going to be how it's going to be for the foreseeable future, going to have to kind of grind through these games and find a way to win?
Well, I think that's the plan any week. You go in with a plan that you think you'll be successful with, and it's rare that a game goes to plan, and when you get off script, you have to be able to make adjustments and take what somebody else has given you. And we've been able to do that and find a way to win. That's important to do. But at the same time, we're not going to abandon our approach that we feel there's over time that we'll get better up front. But it was we took a step backwards and we're trying to regain that ground.
Can you give an appraisal of Nick McDonald, and are you attributing it his play to McCoy or just his second game back or what?
Yeah, it's a combination. It is that front will do that to you. There were a couple times we put him in a tough situation to make a block, and they have good players, and they rolled off the ball and knocked us back at times, and. There were other times we did have some success, but I just think overall, not just Nick, but I think that whole group just need to keep pushing forward and improving each week.
And Mike, when did you guys, as a coaching staff, start preparing for Cincinnati?
Last week. It's the breakdown guys are always working ahead. They made sure that they had all the prep stuff ready. The position coaches had, put in some extra time last week, looking ahead, noting that we had guys come in last night. So it was a concern. We planned it knowing that we would have to roll into it pretty quick. And we still have a good chunk of time today, and then we'll have most the bulk of the day tomorrow as well.
I mean, they schedule these Thursday night games because they're division rivals and you're not supposed to need as much prep time. But being your first year here and back in the division, does that make it tougher?
Yeah, it does. I mean, if it was obviously the second time playing them, it would be helpful that you could really base it off of your first game plan. But, you know, it's the next game for us. It's a short week. These are circumstances that we're going to have to learn to deal with and playing with different schedules and, you know, not playing at 1 o'clock every Sunday. If you want to be a good football team, it's something you have to get used to. So, this will be a good test for our mental and physical toughness this week.
Coach, when you head into a game like this in a short turnaround, huge stage, big game, what are your thoughts on the type of mental makeup that Brian Hoyer has to lead you into a situation like this?
Well, I think he has the right demeanor. I mean, he's not an ultra excitable guy. I think his poise, his focus, his confidence, how he's handled adversity. This year, I thought yesterday there were some good examples of it when things weren't going so well, and yet he found a way to engineer the last score. So I think when you have stability at quarterback, I think that's helpful going into a situation like this where you need somebody to set an example and remain poised and focused and calm throughout.
Since your team is a 4-1 hot streak right now, a 4-1 hot streak, do you want your guys to feel a sense of accomplishment and use that as some sort of momentum? Or how prideful should they feel about being 4-1 over the last five?
I don't know if our guys look at it that way. I mean, we are truly 1 week at a time. We feel good about a win, but this is one here we had to celebrate it quick and put it behind us, and we are truly on to the next one with a much bigger sense of urgency. I think when maybe after this game that we can maybe reflect on our first nine to get a feel for where we are with a couple days off. But I don't think our guys are much into reflecting right now. I think they realize that we're behind, and they have a sense of urgency in getting prepared for the Bengals.
Hey, Mike, how much is not seeing Isaiah Crowell due to those fumbles in the Pittsburgh game?
That was really a situation at the end of the Oakland game, but that's not being held over his head. But it was a staff decision, and we assess that each week.
Could you address why West was given more carries than Tate and also why West is ahead of Crowell at this point?
Yeah, we evaluate everything from A to Z, how they're practicing, just a lot of the factors that go into their play. I don't want to get into projecting forward, but this just we assess, you know, each week who we feel gives us the best chance to be successful, and that's what we roll with.
Hey, Mike, we weren't talking last week about wanting to get Crow more carries, and then he didn't play an offensive snap. When you say for the staff decision, I mean, is that disciplinary, or is there something going on?
No, it's not disciplinary. The kid's in very good standing with the team.
Anything Mike, else? Just a quick question. Just one quick question on the end of the first half. When you said yesterday you didn't like the odds of making the 3rd and 14, do you have, like, detailed numbers on the sideline about how often teams make that, or is that pretty much a feel thing given the game situation?
I don't have the numbers with me. I just have a decent feel for what they are. It was a risk reward. I think the way they were rushing the passer and some of the close calls that we had with getting pressured and just the only even after we got the first down, the thought of calling timeout then and then, you know, taking a shot at the end zone then, I didn't want to push our luck. And like I said before, a defensive background, the last thing I wanted was to put them back out there. But we were content at that point to go ahead and let it run down and end the half on a positive note, knowing that we were going to have the ball to start the second half.
Hey, Mike, your run defense got a lot better in the second half. It was like Rainey had 80 in the first half and 7 in the second half. Did you guys make significant scheme adjustments or personnel adjustments?
We did not. We just played better.